Brian Houston and Johnny Vaughn live. It is about 2 minutes to kick off. They're doing the coin toss right now.
Well, Lufkin last week went into A&M Consolidated, went to their place, and they ended up with a big upset. That was the number three ranked team in the state. Lufkin's been down the last couple of years, but they're back this year. They're loaded. They're just like the old Lufkin. And I think the keys to victory is last week they got some big runs. They had a touchdown of 99 yards and 48 yards. And Longview is going to have a test here tonight. They can't give up those kind of long plays. And I think the team that makes the fewest mistakes has probably got a chance to win this thing, probably will win this game.
It's going to be a great game. Looking at the video from the A&M Consolidated win that Lufkin had last week, their defense flies around the field. They break up passes in the secondary. They can get after the quarterback. They can make interceptions. So they've got, like you said, mirror images. And again, it's a classic East Texas football matchup. High school football is just better when these two teams are good, and especially when they're in the same district, and the district opener is tonight. Lufkin won the toss, and they have elected to receive. They're in the purple uniforms, and Michael Fields is going to put the foot into it, and it's going to go out of the back of the end zone. So no chance for 16 Braden Murphy to return that kick. Lufkin will start on offense. Two wideouts to the left. On third down and two, they'll throw it, and the ball is incomplete. The receiver cut in. The ball was thrown outside. Total miscommunication by the quarterback and the receiver. Eddie Vargas is back to punt. Line of scrimmage is the 49. He's back at the Lufkin 35. He rolls to his right. Soccer kicks it. It rolls at the 20 and goes out of bounds. That's going to be a kick of 32 yards. Tatum goes to the sideline checking in. Frederick Hawkins at wide receiver. There are three wideouts and a tight end lined up to the right. Allen back to throw, fires left side, caught and out of bounds. Number 11, that's DeKalen Reese, and it's good for a first down and a clutch catch and throw for Longview in Lufkin territory at the 44-yard line, a gain of 15. 4:04 to play in the first quarter. No score. Lufkin threatening, first and goal from the six. They'll turn from the eye, hand it off. Tatum bounces it outside, walk the dog. Touchdown, Longview, Taylor Tatum. Well, that was an impressive first drive by the Longview Lobos.
I can tell you, it's 11 plays, 80 yards, and most of it on the ground. Just an effective first series for Longview, which has probably got to take a little bit of the air out of Lufkin.
Lobos make a statement on that first drive, and they send Michael Fields out. Fields has 17 extra points without a miss, two field goals on the year, trying for number 18 here. Snap is back, kicks up, and it's good. And with 3:54 to play in the first quarter, Lufkin leads it. Longview leads it 7-0 over Lufkin. And you are listening to Longview Lobo football on 106.5 Jack FM. Fields will kick it off after the Longview touchdown. It's taken at the goal line and brought out to the 5, the 10, 15, 18-yard line. And he'll go out of bounds.
And a number 16, Braden Murphy, taken out of bounds by number 16.
So good job by the coverage.
First down, Panther.
And it's incomplete, and it'll be third down and 10, and Longview's defense getting after Lufkin right now.
That play right there showed you the kind of speed Longview has on defense. They're going to run the option and make the pitch, and Longview's just there as the second the ball's pitched.
They'll come out split backfield this time. T.J. Hammond walking up and down the line of scrimmage to communicate. Man in motion goes to the right side. Hammond back to throw. Fires over the middle. Intercepted. He's going to take it back. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. Longview Lobos to Marion Boone.
Boone has been unbelievable this year. He got a defensive touchdown last week, and now he gets one here.
Boone just steps up as the ball is thrown right to him. I don't know what Hammond was looking at, but he threw it into a crowd, and Boone picked it off and took it for a pick six. And the Lobos are about to take a two-touchdown lead with 3:31 to play here in the first quarter. Fields back on to try the extra point. Kick is up, and it's good. And with 3:31 to play in the first quarter, Longview 14, Lufkin nothing. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Kickoff by Longview, taken by the Lufkin return man at the 2-yard line. Brings it out to the 20, 25, and he'll go down. And there's a flag over on the far side, right at the Longview bench. So we'll see what all that's about. And we have a personal foul against Longview that's going to tack on 15 yards. And so Lufkin's going to have tremendous field position to start this drive down 14 to nothing as they'll bring the ball out after the 15-yard penalty at the end of the spot to the 47-yard line. Hammond with split wide receivers, twins to either side. Again, man in motion to the far side. And now it's the fade into the end zone. 50-50 ball going up and getting it. Touchdown. Touchdown, Lufkin Panthers.
That was just a great catch. They were running the fade route, and Longview had coverage, but it was a jump ball.
I could never make out the number, Johnny.
I'm pretty sure that it was number 16, Braden Murphy.
Okay. Murphy makes the grab for the touchdown on a 17-yard pass. Kick by Vargas is good. And it's just like what we thought it'd be. 3 seconds to go in the first half, and it's going to be a ball game. Longview 14, Lufkin 7. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. And the Panthers are going to kick it off now. Vargas will put his foot into it. And it'll be taken at the 16, out to the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Still on his feet, running out of bounds, and finally is knocked out. And that's going to be number 20 for Longview. And that's Kelvin Washington, who really made a name for himself last week with a lot of kickoff returns and big plays in the game against Tyler Legacy. Deep ball on the first play of the second quarter as Jordan Allen, he throws it to on a fly pattern to Jalen Hale, complete to the 7-yard line. And from the 7-yard line, they'll hand it off to Tatum into the end zone. Touchdown, Longview. Wow, what an answer.
Yeah, no kidding. And a quick one.
Woo. Taylor Tatum with his second touchdown of the night. And just like that, sparked by a big 49-yard kickoff return by Kelvin Washington, and then a 40-yard pass from Allen to Hale. Tatum with the touchdown run, the PAT now with Michael Fields, and there was moving on the line, and a flag goes down before the snap. It's illegal procedure against Longview, so back it up. Move it back 5 yards. Now it becomes a 25-yard field goal, basically. And again, movement in the defensive line. And this time, it's illegal procedure again for the second straight time. So now another 5-yard penalty. Now it's a 30-yard try for a point after. I don't know what's going on the right side of that offensive line, but they're not getting set. And John King's out on the numbers and letting them know about it, too.
I wouldn't want to be whoever it is causing the problem when it comes off.
High snap this time, but the kick is up. And the kick is good. And with 11:29 to go in the first half, it's now Longview 21, Lufkin 7. This is Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Fields puts his foot into it. Taken at the 10. Brought out to the 15. Down at the 20-yard line. Again, good kickoff coverage by the Lobos. Panthers on third down, checking the sidelines for the call from the offense. Hammond takes the snap, drops straight back, fires it right side. It's caught short of the first down by number 9, Orion Hart. On fourth down and one, and Todd Quick sends the punt team out. So good job by the Longview defense to come up, make a play on the far left side, and knock the man out of bounds just a yard shy. So Vargas is going to have to come on and punt. The line of scrimmage is going to be the 44-yard line. He's back at his own 29. Snap is back. It's good. And now, again, one of those low rugby-style kicks that rolls and bounces a long way and goes out of bounds at about the 22-yard line. He's trying to keep him from blowing this thing open right now. Lobos send Hale out to the far left. He's by himself. Two wide receivers to the right. There's a slot to the left. And Allen's just going to keep it. He gets it to the 30, to the 25, 20, 15, and down inside the 15 at about the 13-yard line. At the 6, John King wanted to talk it over. This is a key play in this ball game for Longview. How huge would it be to score right here toward the end of the first half and have a three-touchdown lead against a team that you figured was going to be one that might hit you in the mouth tonight?
Exactly, you know, and you don't know what that'll do to them going in before halftime if Longview scores here.
Two tight ends, they'll hand it off. Elijah Johnson up the middle, and did they get in? Touchdown, Longview. Elijah Johnson, 6-yard run.
I mean, this is a guy at the first year. He played last year, but I mean, he is really an effective runner. I mean,
he's
just so strong. I mean, they hit him, and he just doesn't go down when the first guy hits him. And that was a case in point there. You know, it was a 6-yard run, but you know, he ran over a couple guys to get to 6 yards.
They moved the pile for three of those last yards to get in. Fields kicks the extra point. And again, it's good. And with 5:11 to go in the first half, now Longview up 28-7 on Lufkin. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. The kick gets away from Fields. It's going to go out of bounds. Boy, Fields made a risky decision to let it go out of bounds the return man did back at the 2-yard line, because it almost didn't make it. And that was a live football. But the choice was good, and the flag will bring the ball out and give Lufkin good field position here with 5:11 to go. Third down and three. Young in motion to the right side. Hammond looks to his left, fires a deep ball left side. It's intercepted, and out of bounds goes Willie Nelson. And a flag is down at the 45-yard line. Let's see what that's. But if the interception stands, Willie Nelson's going to have a pick. The penalty is against Longview. Pass interference was the call. So with pass interference, wipe out the interception, and Lufkin will have the ball. Hammond back to throw. Pressure coming. He's hit as he throws, and he just dumps it. And he got hit, and he's down, and he's slow to get up.
Yeah.
As he was tackled back there.
Caden Brooks.
Brooks again all over him. And he just let the ball go. And I don't even know if it got back to the line of scrimmage. Yeah. You could have called grounding on that.
I mean, I think it's pretty clear that this Longview team is just of a different caliber than most teams are. I mean, they just got all kinds of players. And
now there's a penalty against Lufkin on that. They may have called grounding, Johnny.
Maybe so.
I've not seen a call from anybody on it, but let's see. They're not going to say. But I got to believe it was grounding, because I don't know what else it would be.
I haven't seen the officials say yet, have you?
They've not wasted any motion tonight, that's for sure. They're back at the 38. Vargas will kick it. This time a high traditional punt away from Hale. It bounces, and it takes a huge Lufkin roll, and it's going to die inside the 5 at the 2-yard line. And if they score here, this thing's done.
Yeah, I would say so.
Especially if they take it 98 yards here in the last 3:05.
Tatum's capable. This he gets into the secondary of going just that amount of yards.
Turn, hand it off. Tatum breaks it outside. Here he goes. 10, 20. Oh, he gets run out of bounds at the 25, and a flag goes down. Could be a face mask.
That's what it looked like to me.
I thought he was going to bust
it. I did, too.
I formation. Turn, hand it off. Tatum breaks the hole. 40, 35, fumbles the football. Coming up with it. Who's got it? Scramble for it. Was Longview able to fall on it? Tatum just let the ball go.
Yep, it just slipped right out. And he was fixing to go to the house with that one, too.
But it looks like Longview came up with it. Jordan Allen got away with one. He threw a bubble screen out to Jalen Hale. Ball didn't have a lot on it. Got there a little bit late and could have been picked off and taken back the other way. But fortunately, he got it to Hale in time. Now man in motion to the far right side. Quick pass out to the left. Good design. And into the end zone goes easily. Is that Jalen Hale? I think it's going to be Hale.
I think it was too.
But we'll double check it. But boy, it was set up so easily. And I believe it is Jalen Hale.
It's hard to see the number, but I think it's Hale.
It is Hale. Touchdown, Jalen Hale. They set it up where they looked right. They set up a screen to the left, and it was thrown out to Jordan Hale, and he caught it at about the 17, and nobody was going to catch him. He walked right in for the score.
What a first half for the Lobos. Goodness.
Wow. That was about a 30-yard play, wasn't it, Johnny?
34,
okay. So Jalen Hale in with the score. And right before halftime, Lobos trying to go up by four touchdowns. Tutt will hold on the extra point that would make it 35-7. Fields' kick is good. And it is 35-7 Longview on top of Lufkin. 1:15 to play in the first half. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football. I don't think they'll run another play.
No.
They don't have to. They haven't even started the play clock yet, so I think this is it. 3-2-1. They are going to run one play, and it's going to be a pass to the right side. It's caught, but he's going to be run out of bounds, and that is going to end the half. And what a half it's been for the Longview Lobos. They lead it by a score of 35-7 going into the dressing room against the Lufkin Panthers in the opener of District 7-5A Division I play.
But I think to start this half, I think you'll see them come out with all the starters.
Oh, I think so too. The kickoff is a squibber. It picked up at the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Washington to the 50, to the 40. Finally dragged down from behind at the 30, at the 28-yard line.
And that's
wow.
2-9.
72-yard kickoff return. They have found a weapon in Kelvin Washington. Longview will start at the Lufkin 27-yard line. Tatum sweeps left, finds a lane, breaks a tackle, 10, 5, walk the dog. Touchdown, Longview. Wow.
Touchdown, Longview number two,
Taylor Tatum. And a man down at the 16-yard line for the Lufkin Panthers. And this thing has just gotten out of hand.
Well, what you can see right here is Lufkin, just on that play, taking nothing away from Taylor Tatum, but you just didn't see the same effort you saw in the first half, which is the same thing that happened last week with Legacy. You just get so discouraged, and then the next thing you know, you just get the score run up on you. That's shows here in this first possession.
Michael Fields with the extra point, and Longview takes a 42-7 lead over Lufkin with 11:39 to go in the third quarter. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Fields kicks it off. It'll be taken at the 5. Out to the 10, 15, 20, still running, 25, 30, 35, 40. Fields has got to run him out of bounds. You see a lot of people now heading toward the streets. for the Lufkin Panthers, but I want to tell you, this team is young. There are a lot of people that felt like next year was the year that the Panthers were going to be really, really good, and they may have been a little ahead of schedule this year, but not tonight. Vargas with a punt. It's a nice punt. Bounces at the 18, picked up at the 7, missing a tackle, slipping it. Hale, is that Nelson or Hale?
Yep, it's Nelson.
Nelson to the 50. Nelson to the 45. Nelson still running. Finally gets brought down at the 27-yard line. My goodness. Again, he picked it up at the 5, brought it out to the 27, and that's a 68-yard kickoff return. Coach John King's going to leave them on the field on fourth down from their own 29-yard line. Not far enough to punt it, but not maybe a little too long for a field goal, so they're going to take their shots. They're sending Tatum out in the slot to the left side. And the man in motion is Darensburg. Allen up the middle. He's going to keep it and run. He ran over a defender, put a shoulder into him, but he wasn't able to pick up the first down. He's dropped at the 23-yard line. Fourth and goal from the 1. Here's a big play. Let's see if the Lobo defense can get a goal line stand here. Full house backfield and Hammond under center. They'll hand it off to Young, and he does not get in. He's stopped on fourth and goal at the 1. He came up inches short.
Wow.
And the Lobo defense stiffens and holds. And Lufkin comes away with no points.
Wow, that is a defensive play that they just swarmed across and made the hit. Ball on the 1-yard line, and they didn't even get back to the 1.
It's 5 seconds to go here in the third quarter. They won't run another play here. They do run a play, and they'll hand it off to Young. Young bounces off of the tackler and then falls down back at the 30-yard line. They may have wished they hadn't run another play. That's the end of the third quarter, and at the end of 3, Longview 42, Lufkin 7. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Now we've got 4th down and 9 from the 18. Man in motion to the far side. Hammond throws it out to the back, coming out of that far side motion. He'll get it complete to the 15, but that's all he's going to get. Nowhere near the first down. Lobos close and get off the field after another defensive stand. So defense stands again. Lobos take over, 1st and 10. They'll have the ball at their own 15-yard line. They've got a 42-7 lead. Johnny, you and I watched some of the highlights of the Lufkin A&M game, A&M Consolidated, right before our game tonight. And Lufkin was flying around like Longview does, and that's why we're a little bit surprised about the way things go now. Handoff up the middle. Elijah Johnson on the run to the 50, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, 15, and out of bounds at the 8-yard line. They'll mark him out at the 7. And that's going to be a run of 77 yards.
Goodness gracious.
Elijah Johnson. Let's see. Is that they're pointing against Longview. So
he did throw a stiff arm, and they may say that he grabbed the face mask of the defender. We'll see.
That it looks like a spot foul. So it wipes out some of that long run. But will it make them go out? No. Okay, they'll bring it back to the 29. 8:51 to go in the game. Two wideouts to the left. Handoff right side. Washington, 10-5. Touchdown, Longview. Kelvin Washington.
Kelvin, I mean, that's, what a run. I mean, dadgum, he goes right over tackle, kicks it out to the right, turns the corner, outruns everybody. He already had 2 long kickoff returns, and we didn't even know that he's going to be playing. And
he hasn't played running back the whole season until tonight, but after the way he's returned the ball on the kickoff returns, and you see the kind of speed he's got, he looks like Taylor Tatum, too.
No kidding.
48-7, and a chance to make it 49 here is the kick is up by Michael Fields, and it's good. And with 8:42 left in the game, Longview now leading 49-7 over Lufkin. You are listening to Longview Lobo football on 106.5 Jack FM. And so after only a one-yard gain on the play, it's fourth down and nine. Clock stopped as the receiver got out of bounds. So at the 47-yard line, fourth down and nine for the Lufkin Panthers. Nothing riding on this, but they'd like to get the first down. Have something positive to look at when this thing's over. Again, Garrett in motion coming out of the backfield. They pump to him once and then sail it deep. Two receivers right there in the area. That seemed like a mix-up, and it was incomplete. And the pass was intended for Preston. And the ball goes over on downs as Longview's defense turns Lufkin back again. 4:25 to go in the game. All Lobos, 35-7 at the half. They scored a touchdown early in the third quarter. And then this thing is settled down until Elijah Johnson and company were able to take it in, and there's an easy touchdown run. My goodness. Number 35, Jonathan Lee right up the middle, takes it in for the score, and Longview in the 50s now.
Well, that was an 11-yard run and pretty impressive one for Jonathan Lee. Of course, he's Lufkin is not playing with the same enthusiasm they did. It didn't take anything away from that run. It's a great effort on his part.
And these kids, you know, they want to play, and they want to have exciting moments. So, new kicker in the ball game, John Monsivius. And that kick is good, and the score now is Longview 56, Lufkin 7. You are listening to Longview Lobo football on 106.5 Jack FM. Lobo's defense flying sideline to sideline, and that is going to be the last play of the game. With 8 seconds to go, they will line up, but I can't imagine they're going to run another play. 2-1 ball game.
Wow, what a performance.
Incredible game. Longview continues to roll like the number one ranked team in the state. And they win it tonight by a score of 56-7. A tough night for Todd Quick and his Panthers. And two old friends will shake hands. Some nights it's just like that. But John King and Todd Quick are as good of friends as you'll find for being opposing coaches. And you know, he feels for Todd Quick. He's been there. But tonight it's all Lobos, and they win it by a score of 56-7. We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll recap. We hope to hear from Coach John King later on this evening. You are listening to the Longview Lobo football on 106.5 Jack FM.